This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's the Rootster. You've heard of the Trumpster. It's the Rootster bringing you great news. Rasmussen says Donald Trump is back to 50% approval. Hi, everyone. Good evening. Wayne Allyn Root. We call this hour of my national radio and national TV show Root Reaction, the aftermath, because the day's over. 8 o'clock or just past 8 on the East Coast, just past 5 on the West Coast. The media's gone home for the day. But there's lots of news to still talk about and lots of news to react to. And that's what I do on this show. And that's what you get to do on our national call-in line, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. No guest tonight, no commentary tonight by me. No Bill O'Reilly tonight, no Bill O'Reilly interview, no Bill O'Reilly talking points. Just you and me talking back and forth. And I see the lines are already full. You're getting the message here. Rasmussen, Donald Trump back at 50% approval. Is that amazing? I mean, it's amazing. Do you understand he won the election at 44% approval? That means he'd win by a landslide if the election were held today. And it's all because of Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party. He has mobilized. He has energized. The energy is contagious. Conservative voters are out to win big on November 6th. I'm telling you, I'm predicting this giant, giant Republican red wave. We are going to do so great. I saw just today several predictions online that Republican congressmen and leaders of Republican PACs believe we're going down to a big defeat and the Democrats are going to win the House. And I'm sitting here going, what are they talking about? The polls show with Heidi Heitkamp down by 14, an incumbent Democrat in North Dakota, they're going to lose a ton of Senate seats, and they're not going to win a ton of House seats. We may win a couple, they may win a couple, but they're not taking back the House. It's a Republican red wave, as I call it, a red storm. And there are reasons why. Massive protest marches today by the demented, deranged Democrats, feminists, the type who wear the pink hats at the Trump parades, were there to protest Kavanaugh and call him a rapist and say you got to save Roe versus Wade. And hundreds of them were arrested, including a famous Hollywood actress. But here's what you really got to know. This is what's important. See, the news media might tell you a little piece of that, probably not, but maybe a little. But they won't tell you what was said at this march that's crazy. Women's March leader criticizes white wives with their white husbands and calls for attacks on Trump supporters. That's the headline. Let's see if we got the exact words. Women's March leader just criticized white wives with their white husbands for supporting Donald Trump. Crowd booed loudly, meaning they weren't booing her. They were booing white wives with their white husbands because, of course, it's a crime to be white. It's not racism to be a liberal and hate white people. She then demanded that Trump supporters not be allowed to be comfortable at dinner tables or in public. They're coming for us, folks. Do you understand me? They're coming for us, and they're deranged. Because I've never thought of disturbing someone in my entire life while they're eating a nice meal with their wife or their wife and their kids or just their kids. Never even thought of it. And it's just such a sick way of thinking. If you don't agree with me, you don't have a right to come to my restaurant and interrupt my dinner and destroy my dinner and chase me out of the restaurant or make my family feel like perhaps someone's going to be hurt or someone could pull out a gun and kill us. The thing I don't understand is why wouldn't restaurants call the police? And why wouldn't the diner, like Ted Cruz 2 weeks ago, right out of a restaurant with his wife, Heidi, when the mob surrounded him, why didn't he call the police on his cell phone? He's a United States senator. First of all, why doesn't he have security? And second of all, I'm not a U.S. senator. If you surround me, I will call the police, and I will demand you be arrested. And if they won't arrest you, I'll make a citizen arrest. But you are trespassing in a restaurant if you're not eating the food at the table next to me. You want to harass me sitting at a table next to me? I'm not sure what the law says about that. But if you're standing in a restaurant, you are trespassing. You have no right to be on the premises. You're not spending any money, and I am. So I would ask the owner to call the police, and I would call the police as well. So it would be a double call, and I would say that my life is being threatened. And I would ask the police to make arrests. These people are intimidating, and they're threatening me, and they're threatening my family and upsetting my family. I want them arrested now, and I will make a citizen arrest if you won't. And so I don't know why Ted Cruz didn't do that. But it sure seems to me that our society is breaking down when the moment comes where you can't eat a meal in peace because of what you believe in. And all I believe in is the same thing as the founding fathers. You know, God, the United States Constitution, the great American middle class, the police, the military, Judeo-Christian values, capitalism. I believe in all the great things that made this country fantastic. All right, so yes, one speaker at the Women's March said white wives and their white husbands are supporting Trump, they're bad people. But how about when a Democratic leader like Pelosi says something really stupid? She compared Judge Kavanaugh to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. She said Donald Trump, basically she said Donald Trump loves Putin and he loves Kim Jong-un and he also loves Brett Kavanaugh, so they're all in the same category, you know, which made people laugh, but it's an incredibly rude and stupid thing to say, ignorant thing to say, vicious thing to say. Brett Kavanaugh's been a good man his entire life. He's never done anything bad to anybody. Certainly you can't prove he's ever done anything bad to anybody. And if you're going to talk about drinking in high school as something that would stop you, disqualify you from becoming, from higher office or becoming a Supreme Court justice, how did you ever let Obama become president of the United States? Obama talked in his books, his own autobiographies, all about his massive drinking problems in high school and college, all about his massive pot problem, pot smoking problem, all about snorting cocaine. Obama talked about all that. Not Wayne Root, Obama did. He shared it, he spilled it, and guess what? He was president of the United States. Not a single Democrat thought it a problem then that in high school he was a big-time drinker and a big-time pot smoker and even a cocaine abuser. Not one Democrat had a problem with that because who would care what you did in high school 30 years later, 40 years later? But when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh, everybody cares. Now it's a disqualifier that he drank in high school, that he had beers in high school. What do you call Obama? In any case, I bring you good news. 50% approval rating for Trump. I wonder why. Because U.S. weekly jobless claims dropped to a 49-year low. Or near 49-year low. 1969, November of 69 was the last time we were this low with jobless claims. You know what was going on in 1969? Yours truly was an 8-year-old kid. I'm doing the math wrong, aren't I? 1969? Yeah, no, I'm doing it right. I was born in 61, so I was an 8-year-old kid. So I was 8 years old, and man had just landed on the moon on my birthday, July 20th. Man landed on the moon for the first time. Remember, a great step for mankind. That happened in July of 1969, and in November of 69, unemployment was at the same place where it is now. That's the last time it was this low. God bless Donald Trump. I'm telling you, that's all because of Kavanaugh. The 50% approval, because of Kavanaugh. The 49-year jobless numbers help a lot as well, but Kavanaugh is the biggest contributor to this incredible move up in the polls for Republicans, and the reason why I think we're going to have a red storm in November. But remember, I've been saying this for months, Ray. They would never take the House, and we would expand in the Senate by 3 to 5 seats. People thought I was crazy. I will turn out to be right. New York Times poll. Media has been, you know, just fascinated. Their dream in life has been that Ted Cruz would lose to Beto O'Rourke. And the latest New York Times poll, which you know oversamples Democrats, absolutely positively, shows Ted Cruz up by 8 points. And I told you, I've said on TV, I'd bet $1 million that Ted Cruz will win the election. He's pulling away, up 8 points in a liberal, over-the-top liberal Democratic poll like the New York Times. And don't forget that Beto O'Rourke is a fraud because his name is Robert O'Rourke. He is not Hispanic. He is Irish. How do I know he was never Beto O'Rourke and he made the name up? Because he was a member of the crew team at Columbia University, my alma mater, my college. He was on the crew team at Columbia, which, by the way, everyone ever knew at Columbia called themselves a communist, so that's perfect for Beto O'Rourke, who really is a rip-roaring commie. And Beto O'Rourke in those days, photos in the paper, photos in the yearbook, and articles about the crew team, he was always Robert O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke. No one ever hinted he had a nickname of Beto. Suddenly he runs for office in Texas, and he comes up with this name that he's Beto O'Rourke, which is Spanish for Robert. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid in your entire life and so, you know, butt-kissing in your entire life? I want Hispanic votes. I will give myself an Hispanic first name. So from now on, I'm not Wayne Root. I'm Rodrigo Root. Where did you get that from? It was a nickname when I was a kid, Rodrigo. Really? So when you went to College of Columbia, did it say Rodrigo Root on the football team? No, it said Wayne Root on the football team. This guy on the crew team was Robert O'Rourke, not Beto O'Rourke. What a fraud. Thank God, down 8 points in the New York Times poll. And another poll shows Republicans surging after the Kavanaugh fight. Yesterday I told you about an NPR PBS Marist poll that showed Republicans fired up and surging, and that Democrats had lost their advantage going into the midterms. Now another poll is out, Quinnipiac. Now Quinnipiac is another one of those oversampled liberal polls. And it also shows that Republican enthusiasm has cut the Democrats' lead in half, and they've gone from a 14-point advantage 2 weeks ago to only a 7-point advantage. But you know that's a crock of crap, because they never had a 14-point advantage, and they don't have a 7-point advantage now. There is no advantage. Matter of fact, I would suggest we have a 7-point advantage. So that would be a 14-point swing right there from what they're telling you, because they oversample Democrats. But the point is, the entire surge happened in the last 2 weeks since the Kavanaugh hearings. What have I been predicting right here on USA Radio and Newsmax TV? Every American I speak to who's born in America, real Americans, every one of them loves Brett Kavanaugh. Every one of them believes what's been done to him is a sin, is savage, is disgusting, is disgraceful. We all believe it's the most disgraceful moment in the history of American politics. This is a good man, and we all fear for what's happened to our country. And we all are so sad for what's happened to Brett Kavanaugh's wife and two beautiful young daughters. A man who used to coach girls basketball. Savage. To the point where USA Today wrote a story, ran an article that said he should never be allowed near a girls basketball team ever again, because he's some sort of rapist. Sick. Liberal thinking is a mental illness. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests. All natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as if you're watching me right now, you know I'm on Newsmax TV nationwide. 50 million homes growing fast, 60 million by December, 80 million by next year. How do we know that? Because we just signed a big contract with Comcast Xfinity. So we're adding 30 million homes, 10 million of them or so between now and January. And then another 20 million in early 2019. Great stuff happening. This show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. If you ever have an IRS problem, if you ever get a knock on the door from the IRS, if you ever get a phone call from the IRS, if you ever get a mail from the IRS, email from the IRS, and you got a problem, do not tackle it on your own. It's a giant mistake. You always... always need representation. And Sam Landis is the right guy. How do you know? Because Wayne Root gives him, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 100 stars. Forget about 10. They get 100 stars. The whole government was mobilized against me. The entire IRS wanted to destroy me under Obama. It was, he sicked the entire United States government on Wayne Allyn Root. And I'm sure Lois Lerner was part of it, and the IRS commissioner knew about it. You know, I can't go into all of it now, but I know these things. We even went Judicial Watch and demanded all my IRS files, got them, and saw the entire pattern of abuse and intimidation and targeting and persecution all laid out in front of us. I got it all. Got them cold. And guess who beat him anyway? Sam Landis. One man against the whole government. Same way Trump against the whole government. Sam Landis is that good, and he's inexpensive. He's reasonable. He handled over 8,500 IRS cases. When you call, you get a free consultation. Tell him anything that's on your mind, and he will, or his staff will tell you, his lawyer staff will tell you exactly what they could do for you and exactly what it'll cost. You'll be shocked at how reasonable the cost is. Call 800. We help you with the letter U. 800. We help you. The letter U, because you're an underdog. If you take on the IRS without Sam Landis, that's 800-934-3578. 800-934-3578. LandisTaxLaw.com. Why are the Democrats so hysterical? This article that I see here sums it all up, how the Kavanaugh vote could make or break Trump's legacy. And they say, for decades to come, Kavanaugh will shape U.S. law. The 9-member U.S. Supreme Court will preside over cases that touch on issues ranging from abortion and gun rights and immigration and labor rights to campaign financing. They even left out Obamacare. You know we're going to bring up another challenge to Obamacare, and Mr. Kavanaugh could be the swing 5-4 vote in every one of those decisions. That's why liberals are going crazy. That's why they have to stop him. That's why they have to make up stories and charge him with attempted rape. That's why they have to mention gang rape. That's why they have to mention drunk. The whole thing is ridiculous. The guy is clean as clean can be. A good man. He's the American dream. He's the American model. He's everything this country is all about. My God, I bet Italy and France and Germany and Great Britain, they all wish they had people like Brett Kavanaugh. That's the American dream, you know? You go from a high school kid to Yale University to Yale Law School, and then you wind up becoming a judge on the second highest court in the land, and then you get nominated for the highest court in the land. His reputation is impeccable. He's named women to all the right positions, and you're going to tell me he's a bad guy who was like Bill Cosby in high school, and then for the rest of his life he was a straight arrow. Name the women and people who claim he did anything wrong in the last 30 years. Nobody. So this is all about high school. What about Obama when he was an alcoholic in high school, for all intents and purposes? Guzzling booze. What about the cocaine? What about the nonstop pot smoke? He was a pothead in college. Nobody cared about that. All of a sudden, college and high school are the most important things in the world. Wow. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got a full slate, but we're coming to the end of the segment. We've got Marie in South Carolina. Marie on line one. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. There we go. Marie, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Marie?
I got to ask you something, and plus I got a comment. You remember last night that caller, Hugo?
Yes.
That called about something to all of us Americans. It would be great if we could get a petition to get the demon crap off the judiciary. And also what they ought to do is round up all these thorough-paid protesters that are to give them a one-way ticket to Venezuela.
Well, we ought to round up Soros, who is, in fact, an American citizen. One of my... I thought he was a foreigner. He was born in Hungary, so I thought he's Hungarian, and he lives in Europe. But several of my listeners corrected me the other day and said, Wayne, they sent me emails. Wayne, he's a United States citizen. So it's within Trump's right to go after Soros and charge him with inciting violence and paying for the overthrow of a presidency. I think Soros should be prosecuted. So that, forget about Soros protesters. Go right to Soros himself. And how about Jeff Flake, who I think is in bed with Soros? An illegal alien got him to change the course of history and delay for a week while the FBI investigated because of what an illegal alien said when they quartered him, who's part of the Soros organization? It always comes back to George Soros. See you in a sec.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Christine Ford on Thursday criticized the FBI over the scope of its investigation into her sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They even so much as called the review a stain on the Bureau. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley responds to that claim.
Let the FBI do what the FBI is hired to do and keep political interference out of it. And my making a call to the FBI that you ought to do something is political interference. I made no call to the FBI since this whole process started a week ago. And I'm not going to. I never had any conversation with anybody in the White House because I got confidence in the FBI.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 200 points to close the day at 26,627. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you could trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. I do, too. You can, too. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, to buy, and to sell precious metals. How cool is that? Hundreds of thousands. Big-time company. And I've teamed with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost. You get free shipping. You get free delivery insurance. Of course, the call is free to get it all. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box that holds 500 coins. Call the U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. Before I get to calls, I want to mention one last story. The accused doxer of GOP senators. I didn't even know what doxer meant myself to this morning. And I found out what doxer, D-O-X-X-E-R, means is you give out personal information like the phone number and the address of someone on national TV, national radio. The accused doxer of GOP senators threatened to publish their children's health information. So this guy is a former Democrat congressional aide. His name is Jackson Cosco. Recently worked for Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat of Texas. And in the past, he's worked for, what a surprise, Dianne Feinstein of California, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and Senator Barbara Boxer of California. All liberal United States senators who, you know, type of people who just hate Trump, type people who hate Brett Kavanaugh, type people willing to fix an election for Hillary, type of people willing to frame Donald Trump when he wins, and to frame Brett Kavanaugh once he gets named. And this guy is willing to give out your home address, your home phone number, and most importantly, your children's health information. He was arrested today, thank goodness. Arrested today and hopefully prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Let's take calls, and all of them are brand new, first-time callers. Let's take Martha in Indiana, line 3. Martha, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can. I hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Well, God bless you, Wayne. Anyway, I wanted to point out something. You know, everybody's talking about this has never happened before in this country, and yet I think that the president should have some troops ready, because even though we have the freedom to protest in this country, we don't have the freedom to threaten or destroy or harm another person or property
right.
in doing
right.
so.
And we don't do it. And we don't do it.
That's what Nazis and mafiosa do, you know.
And Democrats. And Democrats.
Right. I don't think there's a Democrat party since Harry Truman left office. After
yeah.
that, kind of all went down the sewer. That was give him hell, Harry, and he did. He protected us. I'm a little nervous about
you don't
talking.
Have to be nervous. Relax. You're talking to Wayne Root. Don't worry about the fact there's millions
well,
of people listening. Just
I don't think – saying is anything that a lot of other people don't believe in, but I do feel that people should be accountable for their actions, and if they do hurt, harm, or destroy other people's property or people themselves, they should be arrested and they should be fined. I watched the hearings. I watched them drag those people out while the court was in session. That was open to the public so they can see how our government is run, and instead they went in there to cause chaos and disruption. And I feel that each one of them should have been thrown in jail and a bail put on them in order to get them out. Find out who sent them in there and who paid them to do that.
And I agree.
Other
I'm
than
sure
that,
it's Soros. It's Soros. I guarantee it's Soros.
I love you. Okay. You. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Martha. And you know who really ought to get prosecuted is all the people making the charges against Brett Kavanaugh. If they can't be proved, there has to be a way of punishing people so no one does it in the future. I feel bad because what if, God forbid, you didn't prove that they're lying, you didn't prove it didn't happen, you just didn't prove that they're telling the truth, you didn't prove that it ever happened. But you can't necessarily prove they're lying. there has to be a way to punish somebody for bringing up false charges, but how do we prove they're absolutely false charges? I know they're false. You know they're false. Brett Kavanaugh and his wife know they're false. Brett Kavanaugh's friends know they're false. Their friends know they're false. Every witness they claimed did not back them up, but can you ever prove it enough to prosecute them? I don't know, but I'd sure like to. I'd sure like to. Let's take Lola in Idaho on line one. Lola, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
I have thought about this very severely, and I also was raised in a home that was very sick. I was a lot of molestation. When I was 15, I was gang raped by Mexicans in California. In the 60s, when I lived in Portland, Oregon, I was attacked and raped, and then the guy started choking me, and when I started almost passing out, he stopped and looked at me, and he says, "You don't care," and walked away and let me live.
Mm.
He wanted me to fight.
Mm.
At the point, at that time, I didn't care. But those things do not rule my life.
Right.
I don't judge all men because
right.
there were sick people in my life.
Right.
I watched this woman testify. I watch body language very closely on people, and I'm very astute on it. She was very programmed. She was very scripted.
Coached.
Coached, yes. Very, very coached. That's the first thing I picked up on when she was reading. And then when they started asking her questions, she had to keep going back and check her notes to make sure she didn't counteract herself. And then she went into that little girl voice.
Right.
She just screw up her face and hunched herself up and everything. But her eyes never missed it up once. She never said one tear. That woman was lying through her teeth. She knew nothing about trauma.
Right. Well, don't forget, I want you to remember something, Lola, and for those listeners and viewers who didn't tune into me in prior days, I just want you to understand, she made a key point during that hearing, Christine Blasey Ford, that she had repressed memories that came out in 2012, and that's why she went to her psychiatrist or psychologist and told him about the attempted rape. And she says she was so scared for her life, she built a double door at her home. Her home had two doors. Remember that? She said that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she didn't do it in 2012. She did it in 2008. She built the double door in 2008, and at the time, it appears, she didn't build it because she was scared for her safety. She built it because you're allowed to have a second door for a second entrance of your home to conduct professional business in your home as a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
She's a liar. And the reason she went to her psychiatrist or psychologist in 2012 is because that's when Mitt Romney announced if he won, his Supreme Court nominee, his first choice would be Brett Kavanaugh. So she knew that name, and she remembered that that's the kid whose mother was the judge overseeing my parents' foreclosure of their home.
Mm-hmm.
This is all so ridiculous that anybody would believe a word this woman says. Lola, I thank you for calling in and telling us about your experiences. I'm sorry for what you went through. What a terrible thing to have gone through multiple times, but you seem to have come through it okay. We have a lot of respect for you, and we wish you well and hope you have a great life. You seem like a tough lady. Thank you for being a tough lady. Thank you for being a great American. Carol on line two. Look, all women again. It's like the other night. I love it. Women don't usually call conservative talk. It's very rare. So we're producing a phenomenon here nobody's ever seen, and I'm mm-hmm. tickled pink about it. I'm honored. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Hey, you know what, Wayne? I sure thought I had something to say till I listened to you. And you hit the nail on the head every time. But what I wanted to say was, don't these protesters have jobs? I mean, they're out there getting free lunch and walking around, these students and everything. It's like, what is the deal? I mean, and the movie stars leading them, the movie stars leading them.
Carol, let me tell you the deal. I was invited to the Trump inauguration. I was honored to be invited by Donald Trump to be his guest. And after the inauguration, I walked back from the inauguration to my hotel because the streets were all closed down in the whole Washington. Couldn't get a cab, couldn't get an Uber. You had to walk all the way. So I walked many blocks, and at one point I turned right into a riot. I turned the block. Everything was fine on one block.
Lord.
I made a right turn. It was a riot with all these Antifa protesters, these terrible liberal groups. And I'll tell you what, they all needed two things in their whole lives. They've never had either one, a job or a shower. They were the most filthy group of slime balls you've ever seen in your life. They looked like they hadn't had a shower in 6 months. They probably have lice. And they were picking up garbage cans and throwing them, setting them on fire in some cases, and throwing them through windows.
I get it.
That's your liberal protesters. And then the women ones.
And you know what? When it's all said and done, do they think that these movie stars and actresses are going to take care of them? Because that's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going to happen. And you know what? And there's something else, too. You know, I watch television, and I used to watch all the Academy Awards and whatnot, but I go out of my way. I'd run a million miles. I'd get my electricity cut off before I'd watch them now, because you know why? I used to look up to them, even love them, but now I don't, because you know why? They're coming after me.
Yeah, they're ruining their careers. Ruining their careers. Thank you, Carol, for the call. Another first-time caller, another female caller. That's nice. We have John on the line, Mary on the line, and two lines open for all of you. So give us a call when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK. We'll line you up. 833-WAR-TALK. And by the way, I used to live in Malibu, California, one of the most beautiful places in the world. One of my neighbors, Martin Sheen, the ultimate liberal, and he made a comment in the 1990s when I lived there. He said, all the homeless people should come to my house, to Malibu, and hang out. I don't like that you're homeless. But he never gave them his address. Of course not. And they started roaming the streets of Malibu asking, where's Martin Sheen's house? He never gave them his address, now did he? We'll be right back. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now, Synergenics has created a new me. They're making Wayne great again, just like Trump's making America great again and you great again. Synergenics is making Wayne great again. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They were founded in 1997, so they're 21 years old. And look, I just landed a sports television show as well as this political talk TV show. I'm the only guy in America with two TV shows at the same time, including a political show and a sports show at the age of 57. Maybe the only guy in the history of Hollywood who ever landed two of them in the last couple of years at the ages of 56 and 57. Synergenics is a big part about that. Big part of that, big part of my success. They changed my diet, they changed my exercise, they changed my vitamins, they gave me hormonal therapy, and I feel like I'm young again. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER. Get in contact with them. They have 21 clinics all over the United States. Find out what they can do for you. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, anywhere in the USA, or register at Cenegenics.com. G-E-N-I-C-S. Cenegenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation or toll free anywhere in the country, 888-YOUNGER. Before I get to a full boat of callers here, I want to read this one email that just came in because you'll all empathize with this. Me being a veteran, he writes, his name is Cliff, I am so angry about this. I just received my new Medicare card. The new Medicare card has name, Medicare number, entitled to, and when coverage starts in both English and Spanish. The instructions in the back are also printed in English and Spanish. This is beyond stupid. It is discriminatory. Medicare insurance is issued and granted from the United States of America, not Mexico or Spain or Panama or Central America. We use English as our language in the United States, not Spanish. It does not matter how many people speak Spanish. That is not the language of the land. I have friends that have gotten sick out of the United States, went to the hospital, and found out they have no coverage. Medicare doesn't cover you outside the United States. You need to purchase health insurance if you leave the U.S. on vacation. Even on a cruise ship, you have no Medicare insurance. Our money is not printed in English and in Spanish, for God's sake. This discriminates to those who speak French, Italian, German, Chinese, Hindu, Russian, all other languages. How stupid. This is America, not Spain or Mexico. What's going on? I'm with you. I'm with you, Cliff. Let's take some calls. Let's take Mary in Michigan on line four. Mary in Michigan. Mary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
No, I'm in Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Put Michigan on. That's okay.
Yeah.
Mary
yeah.
in Mississippi. All right, we got the right geography now. What's on your mind, Mary?
Yeah, I've got several things to talk about. The first is Judge Kavanaugh. Nobody brought up to remind people about what happened at Duke University.
Yes.
Remember how those boys were done?
Yes.
And they were innocent. I kept on thinking.
I was going to say, I'll give you a more recent example. More recent example, here in Las Vegas, Mary, four dentists from California were charged with rape. Two women went up to their room from a casino in Vegas, and I guess those women were hanging out in the casino, and
yeah.
The men said, come up to our room, and they said, great, they all had sex, and afterwards, the women said we were raped, and they wanted to sue for millions of dollars, and all the four men were put in prison, four dentists, and guess what? All the charges were dropped a few days ago because they had film of them talking to the women, and the women, I guess after it happened, and the women were, like, friendly with them. They weren't raped by them.
I'll tell you something else. You know that Stormy Daniels thing? Now,
yes.
If she was a professional woman as a lady of the evening.
She was the lady of the evening.
Exactly why. She has no gripe. And I want to get back to Hillary Clinton. Remember she called all of us out here in middle America deplorables and mm-hmm. white people don't know what it's like to be poor and everything. And maybe she doesn't, but I grew up poor, and I'm talking about dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
We had no electricity or water or anything like that.
Right. No, I know.
I quit talking when I was 4.5 years old. And for her to say that the reason she lost the election was blah, 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 blah. No, the reason I didn't vote for her was because she called us all deplorables and that we were stupid and everything else. But the most biggest reason was that she had the nerve to sit there in front of Congress and tell the country that what difference does it make now about those men that died over in Benghazi?
Right.
That battle went on for over 11 hours. And you're telling me that they couldn't get a couple airplanes in there? That's a bunch of crap, and you know it.
Of course we know it. And that's why she's not president of the United States. It had nothing to do with Russia. It had to do with the deplorable comment. It had to do with the Benghazi. It had to do with the Uranium One sale. It had to do with selling the United States government Secretary of State's office for the highest bidder. It had to do with the Clinton Foundation. It had to do with the missing emails. It had deleting those emails when she knew that Congress had subpoenaed them. It had to do with having emails on an unsecured server. And some of that information, or all of it, got out to foreign governments and some of our spies and CIA. People were murdered, executed. Hillary Clinton is a terrible person. Terrible. Wayne Allyn, worn out. Thanks for the call, Mary. We've got so many more on the line, I couldn't get to you all. Let Newsmax know you want 2 hours of war. That's the way we'll solve this problem. We'll be able to get all the callers in. Contact Newsmax, war@newsmax.com. War, W-A-R for Wayne Allyn. war@newsmax.com. And let them know. They get that mail. And contact me. I love hearing from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And for all the cops out there, all the military and all the vets, you be safe tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one teabag at a time.